Hey, shenanigans listeners, welcome to a new episode and a new season of Shenanigans Podcast with the Strength of She. Due to technology and its shenanigans, we are starting this episode right at the hot topic. We will have to save the icebreaker for another day, but do not worry, all the future episodes will have icebreakers in them. So let's hop into the episode and we hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
For this episode's hot topic, we are going to be discussing sex appeal. It is one of our favorite months at the Strength of She. We love the month, the month of love. We love the Black History Month of February. We love it all. So we're gonna talk about sex appeal because one of my friends asked me how to gain sex appeal, and I was like, girl, you got it. And you know, we can discuss it more in depth about, you know, how to tap into that. But when y'all think of sex appeal, what how would you describe it?
I mean, I think I would describe it as like, just like, you know, like flowing, you know, like, have y'all seen one of those movies where, like, you know, like you see somebody, like, they look like they ain't walking and
I was about to say floating.
I could not get that out, but yeah, it's like just floating. You just flow, and you're very, like, somebody that's very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
floating. She think of them sitcom characters. Enter here, float, smoke,
and the audience is going.
Mm-hmm. Heart playing.
She's such a romantic.
She's such a romantic. Cause I'm so ghetto. It's like, I'm like, ooh, hot.
Hot. When you think of sex appeal, you think hot.
Hot. Who's that? Damn. Shit.
But what about them makes you go, who's that?
I think definitely charisma. I love that word. I only grace people with charismatic who I'm just like, no, you are for sure charismatic. Like, that's a very specific quality to me. Mm-hmm. Just their vibe, their energy, like the energy that radiates off of them naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel it, you hear it, you see it. Like, that's what pops my attention.
Jenny, what makes you, when somebody has sex, I don't even know how to ask you this. What?
Just ask.
Well, what? It was how you describe sex appeal.
Well, I mean, like, it just, like, when I think of sex appeal, it's like, okay, somebody that just, like, they just do, like, I don't know, like, they don't hesitate. Like, it just, they just do things and it just flows off of them. Like, when they talk, the words just flow off of them.
Okay. Okay, I don't.
They could be speaking gibberish to Jimmy, and Jimmy's like, hell yeah.
I mean, it's how they, if they speaking it right.
That's why she like him.
That's why she like Burna Boy. That's exactly why.
Ooh.
That's exactly why. She hot over there now.
She hot now. I don't give a damn what that man just said. I didn't hear nothing. I ain't hear nothing but the color of that chocolate on his
skin. That chocolate. Ooh. That's all she heard. That's your, if they chocolate, Jenny's like, that's a plus for their sex appeal. They're floating. Wow.
And if they smell good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if they smell good, they just, I like somebody that know how to work a room. Like, if I see you in a room, like, mm-hmm. before you even get to me, like, we already there.
Okay.
You now, like that?
I do. Grease. Okay. Okay.
Because you work in the room, so I know you can. Okay, this ain't the uncut, but I see you work in the room, and I know you going to come over here.
And working.
This is exactly why we had to make Uncut public, because man, Uncut has uncut us in regular season. Listen,
when I think of sex appeal, yeah, I think it's how somebody like displays their attractiveness. So like, it's like what characteristics you have that pop out that will grab somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it always has to be like super like sexy or
no,
it could be whatever you want it to be. Yeah. But I think when people think of like, I think people think like, oh, you can't be silly and have sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, if somebody thinks that you're funny and they are attracted to that,
yeah,
that might,
I'm a sarcasm my way into somebody's what are we gonna do?
I
crack a joke in a second. They be like, I'm like, I get them laughing though. I get them smiling.
Jenny laughing they draws off is what's happening.
Man, I gotta be your wingman a few more times. I only got to see you in action at that little sweater party.
That one time, and I didn't know Jenny was out here like that.
Yo. I was being a fly on the wall. I was like, what is she saying? What is he saying? What are we about to go?
I didn't even know she spoke to that person until there was a follow-up.
You should have saw them at the club.
Oh, yeah. The part two. Have you talked to that person?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah. Well, the person was, you know, out of the country. So, I mean, they could still talk out of the country, but...
Yeah.
So, yes and no.
Okay. Yeah. We getting off.
But no, I feel that, Tyra, because I literally... I could see somebody... They could have sweats on for all I care. Ooh. And you might be exuding that thing to me. With that on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely that's what I'm like. For me, it's more like energy, vibe, confidence.
Yeah, that's the key.
Eye contact.
That's the key. It's the confidence. It's the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence around me and not arrogance. I can't stand the arrogant move. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. I can't do that. But confidence.
Mm-hmm. That's the key. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. You're gonna have me tricking real fast.
Cause I'm confident to the point of the Lulu. So I need you to match that energy. I need you to, cause I think that I'm the shit. So I need you to
be that too.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need someone to be mad when I walk in with you. Cause I'm a laugh. I actually find that very humorous.
You are really into that. You really kind of get off on that.
I get off on that. It's so funny. I'd be like, ooh, relax.
You are really into that. I have heard you say something along these lines before. Not that direct, but like.
Not that direct.
No. But like different stories you said. I'm like, oh, she's into this. Okay.
I didn't realize that until I just said that out loud. But yeah, I find that kind of funny.
It makes sense.
You want my boo. That's so cute.
So, do y'all think that y'all have sex appeal?
Not right now, but... I'm a little raggedy right now. But on the inside...
Inside the count.
Yeah, I would say it's the inside that radiates through you like...
I'm radiating. Do I got the SpongeBob waves right now, Jenny? Do I got them? They coming off? Shoot. But no, I'm really the one. When I be outside, pop. The one.
Yeah, because you're very, when Aisha is into you, she's going to get you.
She said she's
gonna get you. She is not gonna let anything stand in the way of getting you. Like, you're gonna get got. If she wants it,
you're gonna be got.
You got it. You already the hook line is already in. She's going after you.
I ain't even made my way over there yet, and you already hooked. So yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna get what I want all the time.
Jenny, how do you exude your sex appeal?
You know, I feel confident in having sex appeal. You know, I'm not afraid to, you know, go up to anybody. But you know, I feel like I give people eye contact. You know, I make sure that, you know, I do my little, you know, do my little thing, my little sarcasm thing. I like to crack jokes, you know, compliment people.
With your exotic eyes.
Man. Oh, shit.
Yo.
Yeah. I like to stare at people until they feel obligated to come over.
Oh.
I have seen you do that. That I've absolutely seen you do. And Jenny, you and this comedy thing, when I say I ain't heard Jenny talk about comedy and cracking jokes as much as long as we've known her in the past year, like, what fucking jokes are you telling?
Yeah, what jokes do you say? Okay, create a scenario. Create a scenario. You see somebody that you attracted to. Like, what jokes are you cracking?
Okay. I mean, it's more like kind of like flirty, right? Okay, I'll give y'all a scenario. I mean, it's been a few times I've been at the gym. Uh-huh. And, you know, this should be for... I'll just say it. Anyways, so I'll do a scenario. So, you know, somebody coming to me or whatever, and they, you know, they just trying to move out my way, or, you know, oh, excuse me, or is it okay if I do X, Y, and Z? You know, I might be like, yeah, but it might cost you.
Oh.
Or something like that, you know.
What do they say back?
They laugh and they start blushing. And I'm like, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Jenny said, I gotcha. Yo, that's funny.
Jenny is out here making niggas blush. I love that.
Wow. Wow.
I like to not make people uncomfortable in an uncomfortable way, but I like to make people uncomfortable.
But you kind of do.
Like to make people uncomfortable. Wow. In an uncomfortable way.
In a comfortable way.
To the point that they blush.
Wow. What about you, Tyra? What's your sex appeal?
You know what? I feel like I exude my sex appeal through my style.
Mm-hmm.
I think how I dress and mm-hmm. you know, I'm putting that shit on.
Period.
So mm-hmm. I feel like the way I piece together an outfit may be different than some people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that catches people's eye because they like, oh, that's one.
Ooh, she look interesting.
Yeah.
Eclectic.
She look artsy. Mm-hmm. She look different. Let me see what that's about. And the locks. It's something about locks that get the people going.
Period. Look, it's look, the locks and the look.
The locks and the look.
When I started my locks, that did something for me. you talk about how I'm been talking about being funny. That's when it happened for me. At that moment in my life.
At that moment, you got a sense of humor. As soon as them locks was twisted, you said, no, I knew
I was funny, but it was like an activation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like activated even more.
Humor unlocked.
An activation. I love that.
Wow.
But yeah, I like that. It's the locks and the look. That's my little. That's it for me. That's it. It's the locks and the look. But yeah, I think I'm funny. So like, yeah, I can reel one in with a joke. You know what I be saying? This is what I be saying to the boy. This would get some going. I be like, hey, what type of teeth can you buy for $1? buck teeth.
Tyra. Tyra.
I ain't never got a not got a man off there. Wow. They be going.
See,
they're like, oh, hey, look, they like the simple stuff.
That's it.
I just be introducing myself.
You do. I'm Aisha Rose.
I'm Aisha Rose.
You do. Okay. You'll slide in a DM.
Period. I love sliding in a DM. Don't get me gifting. That's where my sense of humor. I'm a gift connoisseur. I will gift.
Oh, I love me a good gift.
Oh, I do good gifts.
I love gifts.
You're gonna want to keep talking to me.
It just makes the conversation animated. Like, you know, it just takes it to another level.
Yeah.
Because now you can see my real reaction.
This is my real reaction. This is exactly how I'm saying this to you. I need mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for people who feel that they don't have sex appeal, how can they tap into it?
I think that they will have to... I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, to start, I would think that they would need to determine what makes them not feel sexy. Because I think for me, like, that's why I was like, I don't feel sexy right now. Because I know for me, it's although I know it's not just about the aesthetic. I know that when I feel good about my aesthetic, it lets my actual sex appeal come through more clearer or confidently from within. And so I'm like, you know, even if my hair is not done, if I just feel put together, I feel cute, even if I just feel naturally, simply cute, or feel like myself, I don't know. Like, then I feel sexy. So I think that... They will have to determine like what makes them not feel sexy, whether it's that or maybe they don't know how to carry conversation. Maybe they feel like they boring, because some people be boring. That's very unsexy to me. If you a little boring, like you might need to practice having conversations with people. Like, I think you just have to figure out what that thing is.
Yeah, that's a good tip. I think that you have to figure out what makes you feel confident, what about yourself that you like, and then how can I make that 3D? How can I display that? How can I show that? Yeah, through either my actions or my personality, you know, how I move, your actions. But I think that'd be a good way to start. You got any tips, Jinjin?
Yes. Okay. So let me tell y'all, this is what you need to do. This is the,
Jennifer, please.
This is the sex appeal starter practical kit that you need. Get you a good perfume that you like. Okay. Get you a good 3 joke that you just got pull out your bag. I mean, you just got to be ready to pull them out. 3.
You can use mine. It worked.
1.
I gave you 1.
You got 1 right there. So come up with 2 more.
Yep.
No good jokes. And find you 1 decent outfit that you love on yourself. There you go. That's your starter kit.
There you go.
And you just build upon that.
There you go. The sex appeal starter kit. Thank you for the name of this episode.
Period.
I love that. Yeah, everybody has, if you are a sexual person, you have sex appeal. You got to figure that out.
Yes, find out what makes you feel good.
And, you know, ask a friend. If you don't know, reach out to a friend. Find somebody who sees you. They'll tell your female friends will tell you. If you have male friends that, you know, y'all have that type of relationship where you can talk to them about that, they will tell you. Yeah. Ask a friend.
Hey, hold on. Now I want to ask y'all. But I relate to...
That's so funny you say that. Because I feel like ever since you started dating this wonderful human being, I feel like you kind of really popped out, like your sex appeal, like naturally though.
Ooh. Like,
I can tell that you're being loved properly. Right now. Show love to yourself.
I love that for me.
I love that for you too. Oh. Didn't you agree?
I agree, but I also feel like you've had like this thing about you, like when we're out, like, I mean, I don't know how to, like, it's just like we just talked about what sex appeal is, like when you talk to people, like, you know, the people that you want to talk to, like you just, you know, you do your little thing, like you just have this, like, you know,
that's because Aisha,
you know, fun, light, you know, energy. Yeah.
Aisha, like, look, I'm here not for a long time, but a good time. So where to get the party started? That's
period. Where's the party?
She comes in dancing. Where's the drinks?
Where's the drinks?
Where's the drinks?
Absolutely. I love that for me too.
Yes.
I think, but what I hear from that though is really exactly what you said, Tyra. And I know I've said this on the show probably every season. I will keep saying it because after my marriage ended, I was like, I am not who I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am not showing who I know I am. And I need to figure out how do I show up as who I know I am on the inside that I don't feel like people get to see. And so I've literally spent years tapping into those parts and trying to literally, like you said, make those 3D. So I love that.
I love that.
I think a part of it is who you are. It's not just a relationship. I just think they happen to align. And so it's really like salt thing.
Period. It's a lot. It's Lari's over here. She's very much so all of that energy. Confidence, work the room, got a little vibe, a little ha-ha, and party too. Like, we a lot.
You know, the last couple times that I have been out, I'm like, I feel like I'm back in my bag. Like,
yes.
I feel like.
Absolutely have been. Period. You absolutely have been. We was partying.
I'm back in who I am as a social being. Because it's like, even if I don't talk to anybody that night, I feel good as hell. I feel sexy. And that for me is, you know, enough. So
yes. I'm so glad because I know that's so hard coming off mommyhood and trying to be like, "Ooh, I'm trying to feel cute again." Like, I'm trying to feel like me, but like I know I'm still a new me, and like, what does new me look like?
Yes.
And when she come into play, like, absolutely. And I felt like the last times we've been out and about and social, like I've seen you be you, but like feeling your new you too.
Yeah. You know, I'm outside. I'm 24, baby.
And then Jenny, you just like,
I didn't know what it was.
Who was it?
It was them locks. But no, Aisha, I feel like what you said really resonated with me too, because like I've struggled or I've dealt with figuring out like who I am inside. People don't know that version of me. And so I've worked to try to exude that. Because I'm real funny inside of my mind, you know, and I tried to put that But no, I think that that's one thing that I really have tried to do is like just work on like who I know that I am inside, just trying to put that out there more.
Jenny, you are funny on the outside too. You have us cackle, okay? Like, if we let you keep going, all of our episodes will be 2 hours. So trust, we believe you. You're absolutely funny. But you have definitely opened up though. You open up more and more every year. Like thinking about when we start, I was like, well, I don't know nothing about her, but is she nice? You know? She our sister, is she nice? And I think she's organized. And maybe she'll write some blogs. But no, like you show who you are now. And it's so fun to have you around and get to know like you.
Yeah. Okay. Also, can we get into this shape though? Like I can't get over Jenny's body. Like, and I mean like Jenny's a gym rat now. Pre-gym rat, Jenny's body was still fire.
Still fire. Like,
you know, Jenny, I would be get myself together.
Say if what? I had your shape, y'all would be tap telling you to sit down.
Tell me to sit down, go past some clothes.
I would be outside making that's it. It would just be body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. That's it. That's my whole page.
That's the whole page. That's the only song I can use. Like, for real, Jenny, that might be your end this year because I, like, you can only make videos. Like, that is where I'm at with you. And because I don't think that people know how stacked you are. Like, Jenny is stacked.
Oh, my
Jenny
God.
Jenny is a natural video vixen. You know the video vixens from before?
Stop that. Those
was going and stuff. Stat.
Oh, I'm working. You know, I've been working real hard.
Before the work.
Before.
I've been working real hard.
Now Jenny a gym rat because she told me she's at the point now where she can't date nobody who don't be in the gym too. So Jenny a gym rat. She has transitioned.
This why she be flirting with them boys at the gym.
That's exactly.
That's exactly what she mean. Damn, y'all know what's that? What's that? What's that commercial? Damn, thinking about what's that? Cartoon movie, Bebe's Kids. What's homegirl on Bebe's Kids? That is Jenny's body
with that with the hit the pear shape.
I ain't seen Bebe's Kids. So low.
I'm gonna find the image. I'm gonna post it.
Gotta post it. And like, and I know there's clips of that cartoon walking. That is Jenny. Like, literally just popped in my head.
I'm gonna find it and post it because that's Jenny. Brick house.
Brick house. Ooh, hot. Hot.
Y'all are so funny. We have to move on. About Jenny's body for the whole episode, and then it'll be about Jenny again. So we are going to transition to our segment where we are going to be well, be loved, and Jenny's going to teach us how to be the best us that we can be.
Yes.
And we're going to start with our Be Well segment, and today we are going to talk about sensory rest. Sensory rest. So, raise your hand if you've ever felt overstimulated.
Every day.
Raise your hand if you feel overstimulated, like every day. Like at some point every day. Now, how do you know that you're feeling overstimulated?
When my brain can't take any more, it says it can't. Like, it's like, It's like it just can't take any more in, and I just have to like cut the show, like
cut the show. It's so relatable. Like turn off the TV.
Yeah, like my brain just can't take it anymore.
At the show. I feel overstimulated when I'm touched out. I'm doing too much. I'm touched out. Please, just, I love you so much and I do want to hold you because I know I'm not going to be able to hold you forever, but I need like 5 minutes of us not touching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know that I'm overstimulated or any little noise. Any extra noise irritates me. I'm easily irritated.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I know I'm like over. I'm too stimulated. Too much going on.
Yeah. I was yelling at Tristan about something he was watching the other day. I said, you just gotta turn it off. It's like, I said, it's too loud. He said, I turned it down to a 5. And I said, it's too noisy. It's noisy. It's not loud. Turn it off. But kind of to the opposite of that, sometimes when I'm overstimulated, I want to be touched. I've learned that that's enough. But it's because I've heard too much. I take in too much, especially being on like calls. I'm in calls and meetings like 8 hours. And then sometimes we have meetings after them 8 hours, or we record, and then Tristan talks to me from the time I pick him up to the time he go to sleep. And I want to take my ears off and go put them on the counter. Like, so I will feel dizzy, like literally dizzy. Like I'm
gonna start telling myself that every day I come home, I'm putting my ears off and I'm putting them on the cabinet. I mean, I'm putting them on the counter for a good 30 minutes.
An hour, something.
Why do you answer the phone? Look, my ears are on the counter.
Y'all are very mysterious people, and I hope y'all know. When my child is old enough to understand this type of boundaries, I will be using this. Mommy's ears are off. They're on the counter.
They're gone.
Mommy's ears are off.
They're gone. I literally have told that child, don't talk to me anymore. And he's like, what? Don't talk to me for 30 minutes. I'm gonna set a timer. Don't talk to me.
Look, when my ears are on the counter, I'm an egg grab. I can't hear you. Oh my God.
We are not well.
We are children. My ears are on the counter. I'm an egg bed. Can you imagine just a kid talking to her or somebody talking to her and she's ignoring them because her ears are on the counter?
Ooh, no, seriously.
Wow. My ear. I feel that. Feel that. So ways that you can get some sensory rest. One, set a boundary. Set the boundary. Say what you need to say. Say your ears are on the counter. Your ears are off. Say you don't need to be touched or anything. Set your boundary. The next thing you can do is decrease your stimuli. So all the things, turn the lights off. Turn the TV off. Step away from the TV. Just give yourself a little bit of time. Especially if you are a person who, like me, probably like all of us, they sit in front of a computer for most of your work day. Take breaks. I make sure that I walk away from my computer or I take a break every 2 hours. When it starts getting warm outside, go outside.
Yes.
Spend some time outside. Touch some grass. Be one with nature for just a few minutes. If you need to, if you don't know how to discipline yourself, you can limit your screen time. So you can use apps on your phone to turn it off. Because some people need that discipline. I know Aisha's not going to do that. But some people need that. You know, the iPhone, and I'm sure Androids too, have where you can limit how often you're on certain apps, like your social media. I used to do that, and then I would always break it. So
I just can't be trusted. I'm just going to tell it, I set that rule. Ignore.
Yeah, literally. Use earplugs. That will help you decrease your stimuli, especially if you're in a noisy environment. Or if you have like trouble sleeping, use earplugs. And then practice meditation or yoga, even if it's for 5 minutes. because when you meditate, it's going to help you refocus. I know I'm overstimulated. I can't focus on anything that I'm doing, or I'm moving too fast. I'm making mistakes. And that is a good reminder for me to slow down. So I try to give myself a little bit of meditation time throughout the day if I feel like I am overstimulated.
Or get forgetful.
Yes.
Like, you know, I was picking up my phone. I'm like, what was I going to do my phone? Mm-hmm. What did I open this for? Who was I about to text about what? Go lay down. Change the channel.
Yeah, I am trying to be more in the moment because I felt like last year all I did was go, go, go. So taking a moment to pause when I'm being forgetful or making mistakes or my brain feels fogged has really been helping me to stay present because, you know, with all of our roles and responsibilities and the Monday through Friday hustle and bustle, it becomes too much.
That's a good one to start this year. So this year has been overstimulating already.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Wow.
Well, now Aisha's gonna tell us how to be loved. What you got for our Be Love segment?
Am I?
Yeah.
I hope I can. I don't know how this ended up being my segment still.
Relatable. I mean, it's relatable at the moment.
But I wanted to, because, you know, it's the month of love. Y'all know I really do love talking about love and relationships. And sex, all the above. But what I'm going to chat through today is about expectations. How do you, do you have romantic expectations? And if so, how did you come to form those?
When you say romantic expectations,
meaning in a romantic relationship, dating,
okay,
or fully together, long term, any of the phases, do you have expectations around what that is and what that looks like?
I would say yes.
I was gonna say, do not overthink this, Jenny.
I mean, I would say that I have expectations. And you, did you ask like, how did I come to figure those? I would say over time, just situations not working out, and I'm like, yeah, that don't work for me. And so, I guess just figuring out what the sweet spot is for me. And like what feels good, and like what makes me feel at ease. Like, I feel like if there's like a situation or something that makes me feel like off, like, you know, like emotionally off or like physically off, then I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not for me. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think I have romantic expectations for sure. And I think I can identify them by what do I think fills my love tank or keeps it full or keep whatever the, you know, the meter is or the metric is. But how do I feel fulfilled romantically? So those types of things. But I don't think I have really like identified them in a while, like, you know, in a concrete fashion in a while.
Okay. For me, it was a mixture. And I would say that a lot of my expectations I've established came from what I saw growing up, whether that was within my own home and my friends' homes, on my show that I, you know, be feeling shameful to name, but the Cosby Show, you know, things like that, or Family Matters, or whatever our Black family shows were watching growing up. Hell, even Martin. Like, what I understood about relationships or dynamics and expectations a lot, but especially because I'm a visual learning person, came from that. But then pairing that with, okay, now that I'm out here in the world, how does this feel? What does this look like? How do you communicate your expectations?
Can I say one point real quick? So that you saying that, it just made me think about, like, when I think about like relationships or just love in general, I think for me, like, it was more so like music. Like, music like touches me so much. And I think growing up, like, a lot of the music I listen, like a lot of love music and all that kind of stuff, like, I feel like that kind of, you know, like the music videos and stuff, like, it kind of set like, you know, expectations of what I felt like relationships or love is supposed to be. Which
that makes so much sense for you. That's very romantic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like that, Jenny. Because, yes, especially 90s R&B, that really sets the tone for you. Mm-hmm. Or even 90s, like, 90s media culture in general. Because, like you said, shows, movies, I think about Love Jones and all of that. Like, I didn't, that's not the first thing that pops into my mind about how it shapes. But, yeah, your family, how you see them, what they do and what they don't do or whatever. Yeah.
How do you communicate those expectations when you're meeting somebody or dating or even in a relationship? Do you?
I feel like I probably do by making sure if we're doing something that I like. So, like, I think if we're talking about date ideas and stuff like that, usually mine incorporate some level of fun towards them, so that you can kind of catch wind that's like my dating love language. But also, if they're doing something that I like or we're doing something together that I like, I try to make a point to like point that out. Like, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
Or if I'm in need of something, trying to say, I want to do this more, or, you know.
I would definitely say it's something that I like communicate. I just want to make sure that I'm answering your question correctly. Can you ask it over?
Sure. Just, do you communicate your expectations?
Okay. Sorry. Yes, I do communicate.
And so that's why I wanted to talk about expectations today, because I think that one of the biggest things, and I heard this in marriage counseling, and we didn't take it seriously. And it's a for real thing. A lot of times when relationships go south, or when tension comes up or disagreements come up, you're really arguing about someone not meeting your expectations. And a lot of times those aren't conversations that people have proactively, or have at all, because maybe they didn't think about those things as expectations, or they don't know where they came from. Like, there's especially someone who has a hard time communicating, maybe like, I don't know, I just feel like that, or I don't know, I just always felt like that. But it is something, especially during this month of love, to explore within yourself. What are your expectations when it comes to interacting with someone, dating someone, being with someone, or even thinking about like your long-term commitment goals? What do they look like, and why do they look like that? And so I want to share a few quick tips on, if you don't or haven't shared your expectations before, A, figuring out what they are, but then I want to share a few ways that you can communicate it. A, talk and share. That's the easiest way. A lot of people don't like to talk, but communicating is very important. Relationship, even between us, like even with your friends, like it's important to talk through expectations and things like that. But another thing that you can do is do. And that's kind of what I heard a little bit from you, Tyra. Something that I've always tried to do is I show people how I want to be loved. And so even if it's not necessarily their love language, it's how I really love to show that I'm thinking about you or I care about you. And 9 times out of 10, it's the same way that I want to be shown that I'm thought about, how I want to be cared for. It's also important when you think about expectations to bucket them. Know that they are never about the small things when they come up as a tension point. You not mad that they didn't text you and tell you good night. You not mad that they didn't text you and say, I made it home. You want to know their whereabouts. You want to know that they're safe. Safety might be an important awareness and expectation in your relationship. Or you're not mad they didn't hold your hand in public, you know, but you may, maybe being seen and feeling seen in relationship is important to you. And what are the different ways that you do that? So think about the bigger buckets, not just the small things. But one tool that I just did recently is to help someone visualize it. And you can do this in a lot of different ways, whether you paint, you draw, if you're real creative like that. You could scrapbook. You could go real scrappy and old school and cut out things from magazines and put them all on certain things. Or you can head over to Canva because it's free. And I use the grid template. I was smiling because you probably saw it. But I used a grid template within Canva and created a few different slides that said, what does love and relationship look like? What do I want it to continue to look like? What do I feel like it looks like right now? And what do I want it to look like in the future? And I use pictures, not necessarily of us or of me, but of other people, whether it was like holding hands or cooking together or going on trips or just all the different things of what in my mind when I think about being with somebody and feeling love, what does it look like? Because sometimes, especially when you're having a hard time talking through it, sometimes showing someone can give you more words. But something that's important. So those are just a few tips that I wanted to share of different ways that you can express or articulate your expectations. But one learning that I've had is make sure that when you're navigating, understanding expectations, make sure you are being affirming. Sometimes we can nitpick, we can, you know, tell somebody everything they doing wrong and, you know, you still ain't got this right. But exactly like what you said, Tyra, things that you do like or things that people are trying and being intentional about, make sure that you're making a big deal about it because that helps them live up to your expectations even more. So hopefully during this month of love and for the rest of the year, y'all get y'all expectations met. And always, always.
You know, I was smiling because I thought of Pinterest. I thought you was showing them a board. But you just told me basically to get my PowerPoint presentation together for the next brother that come along. So I'm going to show him how I can be loved. We will click through it. Let me get my slide deck together from Mr. Man.
Listen. At this point, she laughs at me, but she knows that this is me. It's very mood boardy. Tyra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just how I communicate. It's helpful.
Yeah.
So hopefully y'all be loved.
Thanks.
Jenny, how we gonna be you? Or be us?
Well, we are going to be you by thinking about the mind and heart coherence. Have y'all heard of that term before?
Oh, what?
We both just look like
your mind and heart coherence. Have you heard of that before?
Like them being cohesive?
Them working together?
We've never heard of this before.
Yeah. Okay. So you haven't. Okay. So when it comes to just coherence, around the mind and heart is when your brain works with your heart and body, basically. And so it creates unity between your heart and your heart and your mind, and it just allows there to be kind of harmony within you. And so, you know, a lot of times, I mean, or even myself, I feel like I've experienced times where I'm like, my heart is telling me one thing, but my mind is telling me another. Or, you know, we might experience things and you might either your mind is still processing, but your heart is there, or your heart isn't there, or your mind is there and your heart is still processing. And so being able to be in a state where both of them are aligned or basically are on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so it just creates like harmony, and it allows you to be more present and aware. And so actually when your mind and heart is in the, like in the coherence, it does allow your body to like heal itself, and you're able to function at a higher level. And so Tyra, when you were kind of talking about what you were talking about, it kind of made me think about my topic. And it just seems like we always are just aligned in some way somehow when we record. And so one thing, this topic is very interesting to me, and I know that we don't got time for me to get all into it because it's very like science based. Like,
this sounds very nerdy.
Yeah. But it's very interesting, and like, you know, like, or even in our hot topic, you know, when we talk about sex appeal, we talk about mm-hmm. what that looks like, and it radiates from you, like your like heart, like it has energy where it like radiates, you know, from your body. And so there's like this like electromagnetic field around us. So I'm gonna just leave it there, but I just find it fascinating or whatever.
You know what that makes me think about? You heard the color auras?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think about the color auras.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So when, I mean, I know this for myself, like I feel like when I experience like my mind and heart not being coherent together, like I feel like I'm more stressful, I feel more anxious and just feel out of balance. So there are many days, or even to like today, I feel like I just feel off. And I think it's because like I just wasn't, like it wasn't aligned. So just some benefits of like having heart and mind coherence is it increases your activity, you have better decision making skills, reduce stress levels, and you have improved sleep. And some different ways that you can do that is by deep breathing, using light visualization, and then also different light muscle relaxation techniques that you can do. So there's just a few ways that you can actually achieve the mind and heart coherence.
All I heard was muscle relaxers.
I did too, and I was like, oh, say more.
We've turned hippie.
I mean, we are pretty hippie, but
this is a little woo-woo.
Yeah. My heart, my mind and my heart coherent.
Coherent. A word that I really appreciated you using to describe that was harmony. That is not a word I use very often.
Ever.
And like that actually hit my ears very differently, because I'm like, mm-hmm. damn, I never use that word. Do I not feel harmonious? So I actually may take some time and reflect on that.
It's so interesting. Like, y'all ever have time, you should like look more into it if you're interested in like kind of the science part of it.
I'm really thinking over here. It's my mind and my heart.
I know when it's not. I definitely know when it's not.
I feel like as I'm getting older, I feel like younger me probably listened to one more than the other. And older me now is using both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. This one last point that I forgot to mention that I thought was just, it's like a fun fact that's really interesting. It's like you know, your heart sends more information to your brain versus your brain sending to your heart. And I thought that was so interesting because, you know, you think about your brain and you think about, you know, it being kind of the central, whatever the science term is.
Your headquarters. It's your headquarters.
Yeah, corporate office.
It's the corporate office of
your body.
Yep. But yeah, from my little research, it says that your heart sends more information to your brain than your brain does to your.
Ooh, and I used to just ignore mine. Wow.
So,
that is so interesting.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It makes me think of all the things that it possibly might be telling you.
And you know, I feel like I've been having these moments of clarity over my life. Like just thinking about things that I'm at in my life. Like, I don't know if y'all know that I have this tattoo on my wrist. But this is just so fascinating to me, and it just says heart over mind. And I'm like, this just resonated with me so much.
Wow.
And I'm like, I didn't know this back when I got the tattoo, but I always said I'm always followed to my heart.
Well, I don't know how you could top that, but do you have a sheespiration? Like, wow, that is so fascinating. We are stumped over here.
A little stuck.
I do. So, you know, I for this year or in the years beyond, you know, when it comes to you showing up or even it being Black History Month, like think about, you know, how you show up in different areas of your life, no matter where it is. And just remember that no matter where you're at, if there's not a space for you at the table, just make sure that you bring your own chair.
Ooh. Period.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Fabulous episode.
Oh man,
so many things. First of all, y'all better run this episode up because we have went in high water trying to make it happen
for y'all,
but we still here. We are still here. So please let us know who you would sign an NDA for. Let us know how you exude your sex appeal, how you partake in sensory rest, what your romantic expectations are, and how you display them or tell people them. And is your brain and your heart aligned?
Are they in harmony?
Let us know. You can let us know at shenanigans_pod on Instagram, Twitter. You can also go to our website, thestrengthofshe.com. It is a fabulous site that Aisha Rose put together herself. So please visit us there, and we will catch y'all, Lord willing, in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.